I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's cracking down on government critics by banning foreign travel. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp says this is similar to the crackdown of 2005. In fact, the situation soured so much that their partner fled Zimbabwe, although they just sent in a large shipment of Bible Pathway resources.
We're trying to do the best we can right now to get Bibles in while the door is still open somewhat, but with the political unrest that the way the government is going, it could very easily close the doors down tomorrow to a lot of the materials that are going in.
Next, while the world calls children in many directions, Book of Hope calls them to Christ. In India, Book of Hope is networking with local Christians to reach children this Easter. Thousands will show the God-Man film in their homes as an outreach ministry. Book of Hope's Chad Causey.
What we want to do is mobilize local believers, someone who lives right down the street from you, who invites you to their home, who invites you into their life to share Christ with you, and then doesn't go anywhere. They're living right there, and when you have more questions, you know right where to find them. You've been in their home. You've been to their church. You know where they live.
And finally, Cubans need Bibles they can relate to. The gospel's spreading fast in Cuba, but their Bibles use outdated language. That's why the World Bible Translation Center is raising funds for their urgent need Cuban Bible Project. They'll distribute the easy-to-read version that people are more likely to read and relate to. The ability to distribute Bibles in Cuba may not last, so visit our website as soon as you can to donate. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.